Welcome to the Life's a Pitch podcast, the show where we pitch the best movies that will never get made. I'm Tom McGrath.
And I'm Matt Turner. This is the podcast where we ask you, the listener, to give us a title of a movie that doesn't exist. Yet.
We then collaborate to create a pitch for that movie, complete with casting, story beats, and sometimes even marketing.
Without further ado, this week's main feature is...
crossover movies!
Crossovers?
Yes.
Britney x Christina.
Yeah, oh my god, I forgot about that one.
The crossover of the century.
Yes, I remember that. People were hyped for that. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take some IPs, mm-hmm. some big IPs that people either want to see together, yep. and it's a dream come true, or IPs
nobody asked for, but apart from this title.
Yes, yep. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to be doing this week.
Titles by you.
Yes, titles given to us by you, the listeners. That's what we're going to be pitching films for. So we're our big Hollywood desk.
Yeah.
Like, someone's come to us and gone, make us lots of money. By putting some...
Put the Pringles guy and the Monopoly guy together in a movie.
Yeah. They rob a bank or something. Who knows? It's Pringles, what people have been waiting for.
Pringles guy and Monopoly guy versus Mario and Luigi.
The big crossover event of the century.
The mustache wars.
We're going to sell so many Pringles. We're going to sell so many boxes of Monopoly.
Pringles, toys, and video games. That's all we want to sell.
So, yeah, it's just us this week.
Yep.
Not crossing over with any podcast.
No. Would have been smart.
Would have been smart to do that.
Have we thought about it before, literally just now that you said that?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe we should go back and get someone.
I could phone Dave if you want. Just get him on speakerphone. Yeah. Surprise, you're on a podcast.
Yes. So, yes, we're going to be pitching films, as we always do, with suggestions people have given us on the social media. They are facebook.com/Life's a Pitch Podcast, Twitter, we are at Life's a Pitch Show, and Patreon, we are Life's a Pitch Podcast as well.
Mm-hmm.
So go there, give us a like on your social media of choice, of what are those three.
And especially over at Patreon.
Yes.
Because you don't even have to, like, well, you do have to sign up, but, like, it's not hateful like the other social media locations,
No, it's not pure evil.
For those of you who are like, my life has been so much better since I stopped logging into those things.
Yeah.
Of which there are many. So many people I know are like, my life is so much better since I stopped looking at Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
Good on you. And now you can give us titles in a place where nobody talks to you.
Yeah, patreon.com. Patreon. We'll get to more about Patreon later.
Yes.
But shall we just get on with pitching some crossover movies?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So from James Cannon, we've got The Good, The Fast, The Bad, The Furious, and The Ugly.
Okay. So this is the... Vin Diesel drives so fast he goes back in time to the, to the Old West.
Or they defrost the three guys.
Oh, God. they have to race a train.
They found them in that graveyard.
Yeah.
All in cryogenic sleep.
Why? How?
Ready to find more gold. So the good, the bad, and the ugly. They're after gold.
They're after gold.
They're after Civil War graveyard gold.
Yeah.
Right?
Plundered gold.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sort of stolen, presumably, like, you know, Mexican, native Mesoamerican gold.
Yeah.
That's, or like, they call it Spanish gold sort of thing. That's been hidden, or Gold Rush gold, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's been hidden in a grave, and the three of them know that... that it exists,
yeah,
and they're all separately after it, and they all sort of arrive at the similar time.
Yeah.
You know, they you sort of watch their paths go past each other, really, don't you?
So, because of how ridiculous Fast and Furious has got in recent years,
mm-hmm.
I believe they have dialed it down now. I don't think anyone went to space in the last one.
Yeah.
Although people have gone to space.
Yep.
In the Fast and the Furious.
Skydived in cars.
Yep. Yep. In cars. I remember watching Fast and Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, sorry, a few months ago.
Yeah.
And thinking, wait, don't these two guys go to space at some point?
And they're looking at like the big hall and it's like seven TVs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's super grounded by comparison.
Yeah.
I think the best stunt they do is they drive a car onto a boat as it's like in the middle of the river.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, these guys go to space in a few years' time. They have no idea
what's coming. What they're in for, yeah. But that's why I think that time travel is the next step.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I think taking them back to the Old West where they've got to soup up a horse and car.
That is a better idea, yeah. Because you just defrost Clint Eastwood and the other two.
And they have to deal with modern life.
Yeah. That's a whole other thing.
I think putting them into the middle and finding out that the only thing that they can do to fix, like in Back to the Future 2 or 3?
Three is when they go back to the Old West.
They need the train, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In this, they need a large quantity of gold.
Yeah, to get back.
To fix their time machine, to get back to stop.
Right, there's a time machine that runs on Mesoamerican gold.
Sure, yeah, we'll go with that.
Oh no.
It's the crystal skull shit.
It's the crystal skull shit.
No!
I was just like,
cross this over with Indiana Jones.
The funny thing is, I was like, oh, it'd be funny if it was like ancient aliens shit, like in Indiana Jones, because like the knowledge is the gold kind of thing in that. I think that's the real twist at the end. So like, yeah, the Don Toretto has disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Right? And what's her name? Rodriguez. Michelle Rodriguez. She's got to go find him.
Yeah.
And he's turned bad. You know, like
yeah,
he
they
does
all do. They
every,
all have a go. Yeah,
it's like every film. It's like, oh, now it's The Rock's turn to turn bad.
Yeah, The Rock's had a bomb put in his neck.
That if he's not good, if he's not bad, he'll explode.
He doesn't kick a puppy or shoot his best friend in every 12 hours, he'll explode.
Yeah.
And now he has to do it because he doesn't want to be the villain, but he's going to be the villain of this one.
Yeah.
Michelle Rodriguez has got amnesia. Now she thinks she's part of a bad gang.
It is ridiculous.
Yep.
Makes ancient aliens appearing in these movies.
Jason Statham's been possessed by the spirit of Vegeta. Now he's trying to figure out how to do Kamehameha.
Is that from Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I was like, either Dragon Ball or Street Fighter. Yeah. I don't know. Don't know which one. So yeah, I think they go back in time.
Yeah.
There's very much a good, the bad and the ugly vibe of they're doing loads of stuff in the desert.
So Don Toretto
is
the bad one for this one.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been like, what do you reckon? What's the reason he's gone bad?
It's the aliens. They've got
him. The aliens have got him.
We don't know until the end.
Yeah. But we've got to he's gone back. But the point being, he's gone back in time to try and change something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe he tries to go back in time to... maybe he has...
Change the outcome of the Civil War.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that might be it.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
He's gone back in time to change the outcome of the Civil War. So he really has gone bad.
He's gone very bad.
He's gone very bad.
Very bad indeed. Vin Diesel... is like,
that's a really bad thing to do.
Yeah. Well, maybe someone else has gone back in time.
He really shouldn't have done that. We've got to go after him.
Maybe someone else has gone back in time or something and changed the outcome of the Civil War. So he's sort of Mandela affecting. He's going, I remember the Union won the Civil War.
Oh, yeah. So he's like...
It starts at a family dinner table and he's like, the Union won the Civil War.
And like... He is, yeah. The ripples are started with him because we seed it early, right? they're doing a job,
mm.
and he ends up in a tarot reading situation.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's clear that he is very psychically adept. Right? She's like, wow, you're really psychically sensitive.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I guess I'm psychically sensitive. I don't really believe it, but sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And he keeps, like, you know, thinking things ahead of time. Mm. That's why when the past gets changed, he's the first to know about
yes.
it.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
starts thinking.
So he goes back in time.
Back in time.
Yeah, Kurt Russell gives him a little time machine
yeah.
car.
Yeah.
Straight out of Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Well, they strap on an engine that can go in back in time or yeah. whatever. So Michelle Rodriguez goes after him, and The Rock and Jason Statham also go after him as well.
Yeah. Sorry, like... I just had this image of Olivia Colman being the new person who's not. It's not a little chip.
Yeah.
Right. That sends. Well,
it's the engine in the car.
It's not Kurt Russell who says you've got to stop them changing the past.
Yeah.
It's Olivia Colman who's just a clairvoyant. She's got a hat.
Yeah, yeah.
She's doing the cards. She's like, if you don't change something soon. If you don't go back in time and stop them from changing history, the Union's going to have won the Civil War.
Olivia Colman being in a Fast and Furious movie
yeah.
does not stand out as odd to me.
No.
Helen Mirren is in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Yeah, but she's not a clairvoyant.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, she might be. I haven't seen the latest one.
Yes. So, yeah, they're all going across the desert now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a bit where they find, like, oh, crap, we've got to get gold to get this stuff running.
Yeah.
I know where there's a bunch of gold.
Well, let's ask this local ugly man where the gold is.
Well, Clint Eastwood gets shot.
Yeah.
Right? Clint Eastwood gets ran over by Don Toretto as soon as he comes yeah. through. Like, just kills the good. The bad gets crushed by Michelle Rodriguez.
It's Lee Van Cleef, I think, the bad.
Yeah, yeah, and the ugly, I don't know.
I can't remember what his name is. Yeah. Never can.
He's like Michael Collins.
Yeah.
No one remembers who Michael Collins is. And yeah, Jason Statham and The Rock appear in their own car.
Yeah.
They're all after this gold now because they've got to get back.
Yeah.
And then they get to they do all the things they do kind of in The Good, the Bad and the Ugly.
They stop the Civil War from changing.
Yeah, yeah. And then they get to the Civil War.
Yeah.
Cemetery.
Yeah.
Like they do at the end of
The Good, the Bad and the Ugly.
Good, the Bad and the Ugly. Yeah. And then all you hear is this. But played on like a theremin.
A theremin, yeah, because it's aliens.
And then the cemetery starts spinning because it's a circle. It's a giant circle.
And it's like it's the dish on top of a sunken dish
yeah.
on top of a UFO.
Yeah.
And that whole cemetery is just... Every grave is a little window.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You'd find... Like at the top
like
of a...
Like a panel that flaps down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they go into space. That's where we end it. That's where we end it.
Great.
It's like, you want another one of these?
Yeah, you better.
Yeah.
What's the next one going to be called?
A Few Furiouses More.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love this series now.
Too Good, Too Bad, Too Ugly.
Beautiful.
All right, so from Stuart Dunlop, we've got Sonic the Hedgehog's Lord of the Rings.
Sonic the Hedgehog's Lord of the Rings. Is there an apostrophe in there?
Sonic the Hedgehog is
Lord of the Rings.
I mean, yeah, that could be.
Because I don't think it's... Because it's not like Sid Meier's, is it? Like, it's not like, you know, it's not like...
He's not...
Sonic has been... Sonic created the Lord of the Rings.
It's not the sort of James Marsden universe where Sonic just owns a copy of Lord of the Rings.
No, the extended edition
on Blu-ray.
Like, starts with Sonic sat on a sofa.
Yeah.
It's one of those live streams, you know, those fireside live streams where, like, it's sort of like... is like a 4-hour or maybe like a 12-hour live stream, and it's just a picture. It's usually over Thanksgiving, like games studios do it and stuff like that, where it's sort of just all it is a YouTube stream of a fireplace, and every now and again a character from that series wanders in and out.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know the time. Yeah,
so. It's not what you're saying is it's not like that. Apart from it, the stream starts zoomed out over the shoulder. Sonic's on the sofa with the dog, and watching a Blu-ray DVD of Lord of the Rings, and you're just sort of MST3K-ing along with Sonic as he's watching his copy of Lord of the Rings.
Well, that's how it starts.
It's like a Sonic commentary.
That's how it starts, and then like Sonic's, it's Lord of the Rings is his favorite movie.
Yeah,
as we all know, Sonic is obsessed with rings.
Yeah,
right.
And he loves the bit where Legolas skateboards down the.
Oh yeah,
down the.
Got to go fast.
Down the shield.
Yeah, yeah. So
and also the elephant bit.
Oh yeah, when he slides down the elephant's trunk. Yeah, as the elephant.
He likes two bit of this movie.
Brutally murdered that elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's watching Sonic the Hedgehog is watching Lord of the Rings in James Marsden's house from the film Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes, yeah.
And it's like, oh, he's just doing a commentary for the first, like, let's say half an hour of Lord of the Rings.
And then things start to happen.
And then suddenly Gandalf looks directly down the camera, played by Ian McKellen, just looks directly down the camera and goes, "Come on. Come on, Sonic. Come on, Sonic. We have to go. We need you. we've got to save Middle Earth, Sonic."
Yeah. Things go worse.
Yeah.
For like at Helm's Deep.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. But it's gotta be a half an hour. So what was happening in half an hour? At the pub.
Mm. Bree.
Price and Pony.
In Bree, yeah.
The hobbits are stolen by the Ringwraiths.
Well, they're killed. Like,
The hobbits are dead?
All the hobbits are killed, right? By the Ringwraiths, right?
Yeah.
The ring is stolen by the Ringwraiths. They're off to Mordor. Mm. So, like, Gandalf's like, oh, shit. Yeah. He's like, oh, fucking hell. We've got to get someone fast.
We need someone who can take the ring to Mordor fast.
Yeah.
Before he's corrupted.
And then we've got...
by the ring's power.
So we've got Tails behind him, who comes along with him, like Sam.
Yeah.
Who comes and helps him out.
Yeah.
Somehow Knuckles is in there.
I can't carry it for you, Mr. Sonic. But I can carry you.
I can pick you up and fly you into
and
the...
use my tails to... Yeah.
So we've basically got kind of like an alternate Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Except Sonic is Frodo.
Yeah.
Tails is Sam.
And then Knuckles and Shadow are...
I didn't think it'd be... I thought it would be Amy Rose.
I just kind of like the idea of Knuckles and Shadow...
Being Merry and Pippin.
riding around on Treebeard, and then when they get to Isengard, Knuckles is he's holding on and punching people, and then Shadow just got Uzi, shooting Uruk-hai.
Chaos control.
they're taking the echidna to Isengard. Look here where he did a spin dash.
I think that's how it plays out. I think it's very much like...
The idea of Shadow the Hedgehog singing for Denethor.
Denethor!
He's just doing... Because it's... Like, the song... Pippin sings for Denethor is like, if you wrote it down, it does sound like Shadow the Hedgehog dialogue. It's like weirdly dark and meaning, like, like meaningful. And does not belong in a Sonic the Hedgehog game.
And meanwhile, like, it's It's like Sonic, Tails, and Gollum going across the dead marshes.
Yeah. I quite like how somehow Gollum has been replaced by Big the Cat.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know how. But like, he's after his froggy.
because Gandalf's like, you guys, you need to do the thing that the hobbits were going to do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas someone else has come along and said, Gollum's dead. Big the Cat, what I need you to do is be a weird guy and lead these guys across the dead marshes.
Yeah.
But I need you to do it in a really threatening way.
It's Andy Serkis.
Yeah. Plays Big the Cat.
Plays Big the Cat. A motion captured Big the Cat.
Froggy.
And then we watch as Big the Cat falls in lava at the end of the movie.
Big the Cat has a conversation with Froggy opposite sides of a tree,
yeah,
as to whether or not he should kill Sonic and Tails in their sleep. No, Froggy, we shouldn't strangle them in their sleep.
And meanwhile,
yeah,
Robotnik's taken over in Mordor. He's got a big, like, Robotnik head pointing down across,
love
across
it.
The thing.
I love this so much. It's got a big swinging ball on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It just keeps, instead of it being a beam,
yeah,
it's a big swinging ball.
Volcano zone.
Yeah.
And also, he's got a giant spider yeah, badnik, yeah, whatever, that he's riding around.
Beano Shelobby.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And you've got the big Nazgul there riding, like, Robotnik's inventions,
yeah,
and stuff. All of the Mordor buildings look like Robotnik buildings now.
Yeah. Because it's the same story. It's, yeah. Industry's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Industry's bad, and it's
the
it's
protagonist
down by,
has a big ring that has, yeah, has rings.
Yeah, a surprising amount of similarities between the two.
That's probably why we got the title.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, I'd quite like to see a Sonic the Hedgehog mod that has Lord of the Rings levels.
Yeah, would be fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah, like you got like Helm's Deep going off.
Yeah, and you've got like 8-bit music, Sonic style, but like Howard Shore,
yeah,
arrangements. Yeah,
yeah, that would be fun.
It would be good. Alright, so from Sam Newton we've got Blade Flubber.
Blade Flubber?
Yeah, yeah.
So this posits, Sam Newton here is positing that Blade Runner and Flubber are existing in the same universe.
Yeah, yeah. I did think about this 5 minutes before we recorded, because I wrote it down, and I was like, oh, obviously it's Blade Runner, yeah, and Flubber in, yeah, the same universe.
They both have flying cars.
They both do have flying cars. There's a lot of crossover already,
yeah,
with Blade Runner and the film Flubber.
Sure.
But what I quite like the idea of, yeah, is Wesley Snipes slashing at this green goo. Wesley Snipes obviously played Blade in the, yeah, Blade.
Oh my goodness.
Movies.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is the third movie involved.
There might be. I quite like the idea that it's Blade Runner.
I think it's Blade Runner, but with Wesley Snipes and Robin Williams.
Oh, cool. Right, yes, yes. Because as we know, Blade Runner, you can just have anyone as the main protagonist, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't have to be Harrison Ford.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Harrison Ford could have easily been cut out of Blade Runner 2049.
So what we're saying is Wesley Snipes,
yep,
is a Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Chasing after an escaped scientist.
Yes, yeah.
Who's on the run from the corporation that he's been signed up to making, you know, weapons and things for.
So where on the Blade Runner timeline is this?
2024.
Yeah. Blade Runner 2024. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is after the original Blade Runner.
Blade Runner 2024. It is after Flubber.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously. And,
yeah,
and see, you got to remember that a lot's got to happen between, when did Flubber come out? 1990? No, 2002?
I've no idea. 1998, I'm going to say. 96,
okay. 98? Let's find out. 1997.
Oh, The one right in the middle of those
and then
two.
Blade was after The Matrix, right?
So, yeah.
2002, something like that.
I think 2000, I think. 99, 2000.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, between then and 2023 is when when Blade Runner is set?
No,
2019.
2019,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Pre-pandemic.
So, between 2000 and 2019, a lot is supposed to have occurred.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
From the world of Flubber...
Yeah.
To get to the world of Blade...
yeah, yeah.
We need...
To get to the world,
the world
of Blade
to have
Runner.
Gotten much worse.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then to get to the world of Blade Runner by like, you know, 19 years later, we are talking some serious dystopiation.
But, well, I quite like the idea that Robin Williams' character...
Yeah.
He becomes one of the big corporations in the Blade Runner universe.
He invents a bunch of the scientific advancements that...
Yes.
That lead to the Blade Runner timeline.
The flying cars,
yeah.
Right? Every time you see a flying car in Blade Runner...
Open its little hatch.
It's flubber in it.
It's got a little flubber inside.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so cruel.
And I think Wesley Snipes is a Blade Runner.
Yeah.
That's also part vampire, although it doesn't come up.
Yeah.
There's hints
at it.
Right? And he's sort of tasked with hunting down this man who's running away.
He's running away from his own, like, from the corporation that, like, created him.
Yeah.
And I think what Wesley Snipes discovers is that Robin Williams died a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Which is true. But, like, Robin Williams' character in Flubber died a couple of years ago. And he was replaced by a Flubber who'd been working on turning itself into a human replicant.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so
yeah.
The technology for replicants is Flubber technology.
He's a competitor to the... Not the Tyrell Corporation, but is the Wallace Corporation in Blade Runner 2049.
Sure,
ran by.
I feel like stolen technology would be the way that they'd get that.
Well, I think with the Flubber becoming Robin Williams, right? This is the big twist is that it's corporate espionage.
Yeah,
he's been hired by this mysterious guy. Who's going after this scientist who's like coming up with the next replicant kind of thing, and they find out that Robin Williams is not only a replicant, but he's also Flubber.
And I think that Wesley Snipes doesn't know he's after a replicant.
Yeah,
he's one of the first Blade Runners. That's why they got the name Blade Runner.
Yes, yeah,
right. He's been tasked to find this guy, right? Who's, they say, has run off with some valuable technology to the corporation.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's actually Flubber trying to run away so that... just because he's been captive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The corporation, Robin Williams' character, died a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
His favourite Flubber, like... Yeah. Was able to take his place.
The one that does the one that does the big dance.
The big dance number. Yeah,
yeah.
sorry, I just heard that back.
Yeah.
So was able to take his place because he knew him so well.
Yeah.
Right. And also a bunch of work that they've been doing. Mm. But Flubber is at this point an accomplished scientist.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. The dance number, Flubber.
Yeah, yeah. the dance number Flubber.
has all but taken Robin Williams' place. As soon as the corporation, the rest of the corporation, but the shareholders find out, Flubber's got to get out. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Runs away.
Mm.
Wesley Snipes is brought in to go and track him down. Only knows that he's, quote-unquote, stolen company secrets.
Yes. He and is the company secrets.
Exactly, he is the company secrets. When Wesley Snipes tracks him down and gets a piece of him, you know, that's when you have that Blade Runner-esque, like, what have you done? You've sent... this is going to be replicated, and now all flubbers are going to get turned into people.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be subjugated to be made into made more human.
But I also like the idea that the head of this corporation is Jared Leto's dad.
Yeah.
Played by the bad guy from Flubber.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Who previously had his butt shot out by Flubber.
Yeah, he's got a robotic butt.
Yeah. To have it replaced.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, he has organs like Flubber enhanced organs now, yeah. Because of Flubber going straight through him at the end of, yeah. Flubber.
Organs and mains.
Yeah. I quite like that.
That's quite good.
That was surprisingly coherent movie. With like a twist.
For trying to smash up Blade, Flubber and
Blade Runner.
That is surprisingly coherent. You are right about that, yeah.
I didn't think that would go as well as it had.
Yeah. I'm surprised how well you did at that marathon, given that you stood on a landmine halfway through. You know?
No, given that you stood on a landmine before the start line.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Blade Flubber. That's coming out soon, I reckon. Anytime now. I've just, like, ruined Blade Runner for everyone listening.
Because now everyone's thinking it's part of the Flubber timeline.
Yeah.
And the Blade. Where do the vampires come in?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not really mentioned.
It's not mentioned ever in Blade Runner, but they're there. They're there in the background. A lot of people wearing leather.
Sure are.
Yeah. All right, so those are all our crossovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So some great franchising opportunities.
Yeah.
So, you know, give us a ring.
Studios.
Whoever's doing the Sonic movies and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, whoever's doing those. The Blade Runner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Give us a ring.
We forgot to mention Blade Flubber, directed by Denis Villeneuve.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yes, if you want to give us titles or just sort of hear from us when we post stuff out, you can go to facebook.com/Life's Pitch Podcast, Twitter @Life's a Pitch Show, and patreon.com/Life's a Pitch Podcast, which Matt has a little bit more on.
I do. You know Patreon? Do you know Patreon listeners? Do you know what it is? It's a website. And it's a website where you can basically help out your favourite creators of any kind of given media, as long as they're on it. We are on it, and we would like it if you would go over there and follow us, at the very least, because that won't take nearly anything out of your day.
No.
And it also costs you nothing. But if you want to help the podcast happen... If you want to keep it going, if you want to be part of it, if you want to be part of a very special club that gets bonus pitches and insight into the way the podcast works and a directive, a kind of like a hand on the steering wheel of how it all happens, and you want to have your name read out at the end of the show, then I would recommend going to patreon.com/Life's a Pitch Podcast, where you can give us as little as $1 a month. $1 a month.
Oof.
A month is a very long time. And $1 a very small amount of money.
Yes.
It is a good deal, I promise. And more so, you get your name read out by me in whatever form it comes to me. on that Patreon account. So you get to be just like Spanky, Ross Originals backed by general consensus. Spending the night in A&E after eating out of the worm bucket meal you've been breeding since Dune released. Stephen D. Thomas. Jingle bells, orcs do smell. We're going to keep flogging this Christmas episode until we get off our asses and make a new one. Or fingers to hand. Lisan Al-Ghaib is a size queen. James Delaney. Worm chanting, Paul, Paul, Paul. You chanting, Muad'Dib, Muad'Dib, Muad'Dib. The entire theatre chanting, Dune the movie!
Dune the movie!
That one mysterious benefactor that you always see in the corner of your eye, but you're never sure whether they're really there. The name's Gumboot. Ptolemy Gumboot, Chicago PD. Retired. There. See. A confession. Case closed. The difference between me and Darth Vader is I have my arms and legs and he had the will to live. Wish I'd gone to gut level now. Hell, even climbing would be better than this downpour of offal. Brent Black. Question box. Retired. Thanks, Inspector. You did it. Lock them up and throw the prison into Arrakis. And young Paul Atreides, never flitting, still is sitting, on the bust of Matthew, just above my chamber door, and his eyes have all the seeming of a Joseph Hegarty, that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er them streaming throws their podcast upon the floor, and my soul, from out that shadow, lies floating on the floor, perched, sat, considered, mat, a bird, the Inspector, a sandworm, nevermore. The serial dragon and family. Do not you want to know who has taken it? Cried his wife impatiently. Deny human. Deny human. Deny human. Lexator Parsnack and his revolving spice mines. You want the Patreon name length secret? We have a Bene Gesserit who just shouts longer. Hark, the herald angels sing of the second Patreon account I created to join this stupid ARG. Duncan Idaho being a brat and saying no when the big lady tells him what to do. Zoe wearing a cone of silence to the cinema and everybody thinks I'm just a fucking puppy. You idiots are going to get caught by the voice. Time to cancel Tom for being a pinko commie who hides under beds. Nutmeg, the lacrimose donkey. Thank you to all those people.
Thank you to everyone on our Patreon. A lot more Dune.
Way more Dune. I don't like it, Tom.
So I spoke to someone who is on that list.
Yeah.
The other day, the breeding one.
Yeah.
And they were like, I'm changing my name to this on Patreon. I was like, the word breeding is too far. It's a horrible word.
Yeah, it is. It is bad. I like to think of it as they've been breeding a dune worm, like they've been farming dune worms,
yeah,
to make a bucket. That's what I have decided that means, Tom.
Okay,
and
right,
we'll go no further into that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we end the show as we always do with the S Very Clever Award, which is the award we give out to someone who's given us a title based around an existing title and just about a bit of fun with it.
Yep.
Bit hard to find one this
week. Yeah, because they were all kind of this. Yeah,
they were all existing titles. Some weeks we do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But Eden the Queer Buccaneer has given us this week's one, which is Freddie Mercury versus Jason Donovan.
Just doing Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah. So until next week, I've been Tom McGrath.
I've been Matt Turner.
And what a crossover it's been.
What a long, strange crossover it's been.
Remember who pitched it.